Welcome to Know Your Risk Radio on 97.3 Cairo FM and AM 770 KTTH. Know Your Risk Radio is hosted by Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Know Your Risk Radio is brought to you by Bulwark Capital, helping families navigate the ever-changing and often volatile markets. Know Your Risk Radio starts now. Here's your host, Zach Abraham.
Thank you so much for joining us for another of the most scintillating hours in finance radio. And I was joking with the folks on KTTH in our first 3-minute intro that unfortunately, I know you Cairo listeners are probably sitting there going, man, I'm getting cheated out of 3 minutes. It's actually probably not. None of you have said that. anyway, though, like I was telling them, I'm pumped. This is the most excited I've been to do a show in a really long time. And I always look forward to doing this. Like I've told you guys, it's cathartic. You know, you get to go over things in your own head and I hear back from so many of you and it's a wonderful deal. And yet I went on vacation last week with my wife, took her down there to Mexico for her 40th birthday. Kiddos stayed with the in-laws. So we just 7 nights to ourselves, just relaxed. I just had a wonderful time. And in middle of the week this week, it was like Wednesday, Thursday, even today, just so much energy and clear eyes and just felt so good. And I'm sitting there, one of those deals where you're going, why do I feel so good? And then it all of a sudden hits you. You go, well, I went on vacation. You know, and I'm one of those guys that doesn't ever think he needs vacation, right? You just keep grinding, you keep doing it, you get obsessed, especially in this year, right? There's been plenty to focus on if you manage money for a living. So, you know, but man, what a difference it's made this year. If you guys have a chance, even if it's just for 3 nights or 2 nights for a weekend or whatever, I think this year has been a lot more taxing on all of us than we think. And I just cannot tell you. It's just shocking to me. I've never felt that re-energized after a vacation. So if you can, if you have the means, you have the time. If you don't mean to rub it in your face. But even if you can just get away for a weekend, go do it. Go unplug. It's just, it pays dividends. It's been a really rough year. And it's not, I don't think it's going to be getting significantly less contentious over the next week, right? And we're going to cover that. We got a great show planned for you today. And I'm pumped. And let's just get into it. Oh, the other thing I was going to say, the other reason why I'm pumped up today is this is a little bit of a celebration, right? Today, our guy, Dory, is back on the air. The voice that rocks Seattle, right? He's back on the air and doing his thing. And, you know, again, don't misconstrue this. I'm not saying anything about the people that wanted him gone. I'm not saying anything about that. Okay. But I am saying this is a win for the good guys. And what I mean by that is I know tons of people that don't agree with Dory that hated what just happened to him. And I think the vast majority of us, the rationally minded, the fair-minded people are tired of this cancel culture stuff. Right. Even, you know, my wife and I were joking about it the other night where I just said, you know, there's tons of people that I think say really, you know, my wife was really disturbed by some of the things she heard on the radio. People saying about, you know, the comments people were making about if you're black, you have to vote this way. And that was really offensive to her. Would we call a radio station and ask somebody to get removed? No, we wouldn't do that. Right. They're free to say they're free, in my opinion. Freedom of speech means you're free to offend somebody. So that's why I say it's a win for the good guys. I'm not trying to put anybody else down. I'm just saying that this whole cancel culture nonsense has to stop. We've got freedom of speech. And there is an incredible story about this, that the ACLU, and this was back in the 50s or the 60s, the ACLU was predominantly made up of Jewish people. And one of the reasons the Jewish community was so passionate about the ACLU at that time, the American Civil Liberties Union, was because they had felt the deleterious impacts and effects of freedoms being stripped away. And so their attitude was free speech is free speech. And they actually represented, this is no joke, in Skokie, Illinois, a group of white supremacists, guys with swastikas on their arms, wanted to do a parade in Skokie, Illinois. Now, Skokie, Illinois happened to be a town where a lot of Jews that left Europe in World War II, where they just happened to settle. Okay, so those people, understandably so, found out about the fact that these white supremacists and anti-Semitic, you know, pieces of trash wanted to do a parade in their town. And they were against it. They said it's upsetting. You know, a lot of these people still have the tattoos on their arms, right? You get it. And the ACLU at the time, which was predominantly run by Jewish people, Jewish lawyers, actually came and defended the white supremacist right for freedom of speech, as offensive as it was. And why did they do that? Because they know that if you eliminate rights for one subsect of society, it's only a matter of time until they're coming for you, right? And that's my point. That's been my point all along, is that we've got to, and not trying to get political, you know, so I'm not talking about the election. I'm not trying to say which way to vote. I'm just saying that these are dangerous things. We need to protect the freedom of speech. And I think in some ways we need to speak up more vociferously when our political opponents are being canceled. Right? Because it shows the altruism. It shows that, hey, we're about the Constitution. We're about the law. We're about decency. We're about rights. Do we believe in these unalienable rights or do we not? And a lot of time, it's the part of freedom that I don't think most people understand. And a lot of it has to do with our education system. I don't think civics and history is really high on the priority list anymore. But the reason we need to protect those unalienable rights is that if we start pulling at that string, the whole sweater comes undone. And we've got tons of examples of that around the world throughout history where that has been a disaster. So anyway, it's a celebration for a win of rationally minded, fair-minded people. And welcome Dory Monson back to the air, assuming his rightful place. And anyway, just it feels good to win one. You know, it feels good to push back and for decency to prevail. So, OK, now let's get in. I've gone on too long, so we're going to have a little truncated market update and we'll finish it in the next segment. But market update. this was one of the most interesting market updates that I've prepared, because I think that the range of outcomes over the next, you know, 2 months or so, especially over the next couple of weeks, is so wide. As far as the market update, I think most people are focused on the fact that Dow was down almost 1,000 points earlier this week. As we're sitting here today, markets are getting pounded again. For the most part at this point, I would urge everybody not to panic. I would also urge people not to make decisions based on what's currently going on. This is all posturing and people trying to figure out and get on the right side of things prior to the election. That's all this is. And you can tell it in the moves. You've got the dollar up and rates flying at the same time. At least they were yesterday. Those are two things that should not go hand in hand. You had the dollar up and you had gold up. You had the dollar up, gold down, which made sense. But then yesterday you had miners up when gold was down. So and it's one day. But my whole point is saying that it's chaos. Okay. And it's going to be chaos. Just get used to it. What we have done to prepare, I think it's a little bit late for that. But what we have done to prepare over the last month and a half, you guys know what I've been saying. We thought that the odds were, now there are a couple times where we doubted it, but we thought that the odds were that you weren't going to see a stimulus bill passed. And again, no stimulus, like I've been saying, no laundry, no ticky, no stimulus. The recovery in the market march going up is just not going to continue. Okay. It's just the way it is. And that's exactly what's happened, right? We're not going to get a stimulus bill before the election. So I don't have time to get into all of that in this segment because we're already running up against a break here, but we're going to get into the different scenarios and what we need to be looking out for as investors and how to hedge, know your risk radio, right? How to protect against these risks. But if you haven't done anything yet, I want to urge you not to do anything. It's too late. We have been building up cash. We've got about 25 to 30% cash in our stock portfolios. We also have a couple hedges put in there to give us some buffer. But if you haven't done those things right now, it's too late. It's just as likely that you'd sell a bunch of stuff today, raise some cash, and election could turn out some way on Tuesday and go right back up. It may be a little protection and there's not a bad idea, but again, these are things that you should have been doing for the last month and a half. If you haven't, right, that ship has sailed. Don't panic sell today. Again, this is just a bunch of posturing. Anyway, we do have to take a quick break, but as always, guys, look at this market action this week. Look at the election. Look what's going on in the economy. Look at all the different outcomes that we've looked at. If this doesn't convince you that, A, your bonds aren't doing the work, and I'm going to keep pounding on that, okay? Bonds are killing people. I've done a bunch of portfolio reviews this week. I'm seeing people that have made 0.6, 0.7% in their bond portfolios over the last 4 years, okay? You need to find out about our bond replacement strategy. The other thing you need is a risk management strategy. If you're not, if you're not convinced of that this year, I just don't think that you're going to be, okay? And if you want to know how we are lowering fees, drastically lowering client risk, and actually giving increased upside potential in the portfolio, so markets go up, you'll make more. If you want to know how we're doing that, call us, 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. Go to the radio show website, knowyourriskradio.com, bulwarkcapitalmanagement.com. You can also follow me at KYR Radio on Twitter to hear my daily thoughts. If once a week isn't enough, I think my wife would prefer once a week if she just had to talk to me once a week. Unless we're in Cabo, of course, right? Anyway, so we got to take a quick break, but we'll be right back. Got a great show planned for you. I have Tobias Carlisle coming up later in the show. We're going to talk about the different election outcomes, possible different scenarios. We're going to finish the market update. Don't miss it. Stick with us through the break. We'll be right back. This is Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH and 97.3 Cairo FM.
This is Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham. Listen to Zach discuss key investment strategies across several asset classes, not just stocks and bonds. Get your free copy of Zach's new booklet, Common Sense Investing. Go to knowyourriskradio.com.
How do you know your finances and investments right now in today's economy are positioned for a successful retirement? Well, join me at Zach Abraham's Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow, Thursday, November 19th, right after my show. Zach, I'm really excited to be there. Tell us what to expect.
Dory, we've taken our entire planning process, the same one you and Suzanne went through, and we've condensed it down into a 30-minute class.
I love that.
We'll answer all the big questions. Do you need estate planning? Long-term care? When should you take Social Security? How much money do you need to retire? And we're also going to show everyone who attends how to protect their portfolio against loss while still growing their assets.
Join me at the Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow with Zach Abraham, Thursday, November 19th, right after my show at 3 o'clock. Sign up now at knowyourriskradio.com. You'll get a free copy of Zach's booklet, Common Sense Investing. Space is limited for this free live webinar. Reserve now at knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm's licensed to conduct business. Borrow Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
And we are back. Thank you for sticking with us. And let's jump right into the market update. And before I do that, let me address something really quick. We had some complaints about my use of the term no ticky, no laundry. Okay. I am quoting a movie and I'm quoting Seinfeld. If anybody is offended by that, I'm sorry. If you listen to the show, I think we need to grab the context here a little bit. I also think we need to be a little less sensitive, okay? Because we're quoting movies, all right? So I'm quoting Jack Nicholson in The Departed, quoting a Seinfeld show. Again, if you've listened to this show at all, I think you realize that we don't really talk a lot of politics and we don't say a lot of offensive things. Everybody just take a relax. There's no harm or anything meant to anybody. I'm quoting a movie. Okay. So anyway, but back into the, sorry, that kind of rattled me a little bit. I'm just not used to, the sensitivity out there. And again, if you're listening to the show, whoever emailed in, I'm not trying to dog on you, but just the sensitivity, guys, whatever happened, if you don't like what somebody's saying, turn the station, right? I just don't understand this mindset. Anyway, let's get into the market update. So election scenarios. Okay. Look, there's a lot, and I've said this many times, guys, there's a lot of belief out there that if Trump wins, market and economy is great. If Biden wins, market economy is trash. Look, like with most things, I think that there's a grain of truth to that in the sense that you've got Biden up there talking about increased corporate taxes, right? Now, I don't think he's going to pull that trigger, even if he's elected. I don't think he's going to pull that trigger in 2021 because of the state of the economy. It would be, it wouldn't be a, it just, it absolutely would not help any type of economic recovery. Okay. It just won't. And if that makes some of you out there angry, oh, tax rich, I understand there's a record wealth gap and I want to see it close too, but you don't raise corporate taxes in an environment coming out of a year where your economy's taken a 7-8% hit. Okay. The biggest economic hit you've taken since the Great Depression, not a good idea. It's not the time. And I don't think Biden will do that. I don't think in at least in 2021. But there are several other things, right? There's going to be trade-offs. And I think overall, in terms of the market continuing to go higher and the economy continuing to go higher, I think that Trump would be more beneficial. And I'm not saying I don't think that he would be. But what I'm saying is I think the biggest factor, and I'll continue to say this because I believe it, and I think that it's played itself out this year. And if you can't see it, you're not looking. But if the government continues via stimulus or infrastructure spending plans to pump $2, 3, 4, 5 trillion into the economy this year, it's significantly more than that. But asset prices are going to continue to go up regardless of who's elected. Okay. Now, I think it could be a really bumpy ride. So let's walk through the scenarios that we're looking at going into next week. Let's start with a Trump win. If Trump wins, I think that you'll see a similar reaction in the stock market the day after the election that you saw on the previous election day. I would expect to see a rally, and here's why. A, you take the risk of the corporate tax cuts off the table. He's also talked about passing additional tax cuts. I am not going to sit here and argue. Now, listen, I would love nothing more to pay less taxes. I don't want to talk about the efficacy of the tax cuts because it is a very complicated topic. I see up and downsides to it. We also have a wealth gap issue in this country, so tax cuts will probably exacerbate that. I'm not trying to say whether I like it or not. That's not politics on this show. For those of you on the right, too, don't think that I'm sitting there lobbying for Biden. I'm not. I'm trying to read the tea leaves. We're just looking at the finance side of it, right? So if he passes another tax cut, which he said he's going to do, that would be bullish, right? If the market is no longer afraid of the corporate tax cuts getting repealed, that's going to be bullish. The other thing is if he wins election, you know that a stimulus plan is coming right away. Okay, and we've told you all along that as soon as the election's over, if Trump were to win, they're going to pass stimulus bill right away. The only reason they didn't pass one prior to this is just because it doesn't benefit the Democrats to help Trump in any way. And people are like, oh, they don't care about people. Well, they're playing politics. Both parties do. I get it. The other side of it is I think they're thinking, look, what does 3 weeks matter, right? We can pass a stimulus bill. Here's the problem I see with that scenario. So let me finish. So if Trump wins, I think you're going to see energy stocks like oil and natural gas take off because I think they've been hammered recently due to fear over a Biden win. Because Biden wants to transition more to sustainable energy and all those things that, you know, and those things have been slaughtered recently. And we all know the story of oil this year. It's been a house of horrors. So those things will rally. Again, I think it'll look a lot like 2016. The only caveat being if Trump wins, guys, there's going to be a lot of civil unrest, right? I'm not laughing to make light of it. I'm just sitting there saying it's going to be dodgy. Now let's flip over and say if Biden wins. So now if Biden wins, I think what you're looking at is probably over the short term, the possibility of much more market turbulence. And here's why. A, the fear of the corporate tax cuts. I don't think he's going to pull that trigger anyway, but the fear of the corporate tax cuts would probably hit stock prices. Additionally, whether or not Biden wins, right? Trump is president until late January. And whether you like Trump or not, and I'm not suggesting he would do this, but a scenario I could see playing out is because the Democrats held up stimulus prior to the election. If Trump doesn't win, I think Trump is a fairly vindictive person. I think he holds grudges. So I could see him flipping around and doing to the Democrats the exact same thing that they did to him prior to the election. Again, not saying he should. Okay, just trying to read the tea leaves. If that occurs, I would expect to see pretty nasty markets through the end of the year. Okay, because you have the specter of higher corporate taxes, you have the specter of higher taxes in general, you have the specter of, high wealth tax they've talked about. You've got the specter of, crunching down on energy. You have all those things. I think a lot of it is just rhetoric for election year, but the market has to price those things in because that's what the candidates have said. The other side of it is if Biden wins, there's a real possibility that that stimulus, like I said, gets delayed until late January. So those are the scenarios we're looking at. However, I will say this, is that it's really interesting this week, right alongside oil and natural gas, solar energy companies that have been on a heck of a run the previous month and a half, 2 months, 3 months, really. They've been pounded recently. Now, I'm not going to speculate on why that is because it's sort of odd. You could say, oh, that's the market pricing in a Trump win. Well, go the flip over and explain oil. They've been slaughtered too. So I think it's sort of the market trying to price both of those things in simultaneously. If Biden wins, the one thing that I think is going to happen is I think you're going to see those solar stocks take off. I'm not suggesting you go buy them. It's not a recommendation. I don't know your scenario. I'm just saying that even if markets take a hit, there will be things that rally, and rightfully so. So those are the main. Now, if you get, I think the worst outcome is a really tight contested election. You get a really tight contested election, and I think that there is no way that that doesn't get ugly. It's going to stall the stimulus, right? All that uncertainty, there will be unrest, right? Even if it's tied, I don't think people are going to wait to see who wins to flip out. I think that there's a big contingency in this country that will be infuriated that it's even close. Right. So that tight election to me on all levels, I think would be the worst market outcome. And if that scenario plays out, if you get a tight election, then I would say, look, you need to start de-risking your portfolio. Again, I'm not giving you advice. I don't know who you are. I'm not going to tell you what that is because I don't know your situation. And if you don't know what that means, guys, call us. Okay. Call us. And I've been telling our clients, they're like, oh, pretty good year. And I go, listen, this year is so far from over. You know, whether you're up, whether you're down right now, I think that picture could flip around 180 degrees by December 31st, based on what we're seeing here. So everybody be careful. And again, if you don't know how to de-risk your portfolio, call us. 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. We'll walk you through our process, guys. It takes a five minutes to call. Set up a call with me. Walk through our process, show you exactly how we can drastically lower your fees, drastically reduce your risk. Wouldn't you like to be in a portfolio that you know you're good either way, right? If everything goes crazy after the election, you're fine. If everything goes to the moon after the election, you're going up with it. Wouldn't you like to have that certainty? Then call us. Again, 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. Go to the radio show website, knowyourriskradio.com, bulwarkcapitalmanagement.com. The other thing you can also do, guys, November 19th, 3 p.m., virtual roadshow. We're doing it again. Dory's going to be joining us. Go to the website and sign up for that. Again, you can email us. You can call us. You can sign up for the virtual roadshow. What you have seen this year ain't ending, guys, right? Markets are record high valuations. You've got all this political risk, all this uncertainty. What do you need? You need a risk management strategy, right? You got to know your risk. You need the strategy. Call us. There's a better way to do this. Take the 3 to 5 minutes for the rest of your life, right? It's worth it. Your financial security long-term is worth a short phone call. Anyway, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back to wrap up our election coverage. And a couple other things I want to get to before we bring on Tobias Carlisle, and he's going to be joining us here shortly for an interview. Anyway, we'll be right back. This is Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTDH and 97.3 Cairo FM.
What does outside-the-box investing really look like? Schedule your free risk review with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management, and see a side-by-side comparison of your current portfolio versus one Zach would recommend. Schedule your free risk review at knowyourriskradio.com.
How do you know your finances and investments right now in this economy are positioned for a successful retirement? Well, you can join me at Zach Abraham's Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow, Thursday, November 19th, right after my show. Zach, now is the time for everyone to take a hard look at their investment strategy.
Dory, there could not be a more prescient time. I'll answer all the big questions on investors' minds because I can promise you if you're incorporating some of the long-running investment strategies in today's markets, like a basic 60-40 stock bond portfolio, you're taking a serious gamble, and now is not the time to be gambling your retirement.
Learn all about Zach's retirement planning and investment strategies at his Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow. Thursday, November 19th, I'll be there too, right after my show at 3 o'clock. Space is limited for this free live webinar. Make your reservation now at knowyourriskradio.com. That's knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Borrow Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
This is Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham. Listen to Zach uncover the truth about the financial markets with simple and honest advice to help you plan for retirement. Get your free copy of Zach's new booklet, Common Sense Investing. Go to knowyourriskradio.com.
You know, we can't always count on good health as we get older. That's why I cannot overstate the peace of mind I feel in having long-term care coverage. If you've been thinking about it, but you have questions, this is a great time to get answers. Join me with my friends from 525 Advisors, Wednesday, November 11th at 3 p.m., right after the big show, for their free long-term care planning live webinar. 525 Advisors will explain how long-term care works, what the coverage pays for, and discover all the new options, different ways to fund a plan. And then when you're ready, 525 Advisors will work with you to design your custom plan, just like they did for my wife and me. Our plan even has lifetime benefits that'll pay our estate back if we never use it. I love the amount of time they spent with us, and it's not just me. Read the reviews. People love working with Brian and Madeline at 525 Advisors. So sign up today for the free live webinar at 525longtermcare.com. It's Wednesday, November 11th. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
And we're back. Hey, before I lose my, you know, you guys know how I get off on a rant and a tangent and get into the content here. Before I do that again, because I'm going to do it. Can't help myself. I just want a reminder, we've got Tobias Carlisle coming up after this segment. And Tobias has been on Real Vision. He's published 4 books about value investing. He runs a part of our value portfolio for us. Great guy, great friend. I don't have enough good things to say about him. Anyway, brilliant guy, corporate attorney that got into the investment world. So he really has a unique perspective. And he's Australian. How do you not like Australians, right? I always tell him I want to steal his accent from him. Anyway, he's going to be joining us. And, you know, this is part of the value that we're trying to deliver. This is why Jerry, you'll understand this. During the Dory melee, I saw a comment on Twitter where somebody was like, hey, who is this? Who's the Bulwark guys? And somebody was like, I think he runs an infomercial. And my blood boiled. I was like, we don't run an infomercial. This is a show. We got people. It's not scripted. If it was scripted, it'd be better. Right? If it was scripted, it'd probably be easier to listen to. But we've got guests on and high quality guests. Producers were just telling me over the last 10 months, we've got over 100,000 downloads and climbing. I'd like to think we're putting good content out there anyway. So stay tuned when Tobias comes on because he's got some really interesting takes. He's recently appeared on Yahoo Finance. He's been on Real Vision recently talking about valuation, a subject near and dear to my heart. So anyway, stick with us. And he's coming right up after this segment. Anyway, so another thing I wanted to address, if any of you ever listen to the Joe Rogan podcast, first disclaimer, don't listen around kids. It's not wildly inappropriate, but they throw around the F-bomb every once in a while. But he did a recent interview with Glenn Greenwald, the journalist that broke the Edward Snowden story. And the reason I like Rogan is he is traditionally, he would traditionally identify as a Democrat. Definitely more to the left. Glenn Greenwald is too, but they're kind of singing the same chorus that I am, which is hey, regardless of what side you're on the political aisle, this has gotten out of hand. The press has gotten out of hand. Cancel culture has gotten out of hand. And also, again, regardless of your political affiliation, we are being lied to on a day-to-day basis by the mainstream media. And on both sides of it, right? I'm not sitting there trying to target one or the other. I'm just saying, you know, if you're an honest-minded person out there, regardless of which side of the political aisle want you, where do you get information? Well, I get it from Twitter because it's I can get it directly from the sources, and I feel like it's not edited nearly as much. But then even Twitter started blackballing things. So anyway, if you want to, if you really want to hear an interesting, and I think it's an interview that everybody in America should listen to. Again, if you're young, don't let your kids listen to it because there are some F-bombs in there. I wouldn't play it in front of my children, but the content is outstanding. And I guess you shouldn't be doing PR for somebody else's podcast, even though I wouldn't make a ripple in Joe Rogan's pond. But anyway, I think he does a phenomenal job. I think he's fair. And I go listen to his interview with Glenn Greenwald. It's long, but it's worth it. It's fascinating. And they're fair. I've gotten to the point now where I don't even care if I disagree with people politically. If they're rational and they're fair and they're decent, that's become a uniting force, right? So anyway, I think it's just a wonderful expose on the current state of the media. Okay, so the other things that we wanted to cover, again, on the election scenarios, I want to reinforce. I think we covered it well, but I want to reinforce to you that the thing that you should be the most concerned about, both with markets and societal, right, concerns, is a really tight contested election because God bless us. I don't think that's something that we need. And I just think it could get out of control in a hurry. And it won't be good for markets. It won't be good for markets are looking for certainty. Anyway, guys, you know, if you don't call us and if you're never going to call us, that's fine. That's why we bring these people on. We're really, I'll reemphasize again, I believe in doing things the right way and the business takes care of itself. So we're trying to deliver value to you, even if you don't call, even if it doesn't benefit our business. If you've listened to the show for a while, hopefully you know that. Hopefully that's become something that is shown through, right? I want to emphasize to you that if you get that tight contested election, take some preemptive moves. Right. Take some risk off the table when you're looking at a market and an economy like this, where the economy is clearly weak. You add a big dose of uncertainty into it like that with valuations this high. Anything can happen, guys. Anything can happen. And I think the scariest thing, like I said, about that tight contested election is it is almost assuredly going to hold any type of stimulus plan hostage. Right. If they can't work together before the election, wait till there's recounts, wait till it's tight. It's just going to get brutal. So I just think I want to caution everybody. This is a moment to pump the brakes and to be cautious. Again, because you look at the valuations, you look at the state of the economy. You know, I mean, if this market dropped by 50%, guys, that would put us back to our long-term average valuation of 16. Now, in this interest rate environment, I don't think that would be sustainable because I think stocks, you know, you shouldn't be at the long-term valuation average when interest rates are so historically low. Stocks should be a little more expensive. But could they get there? Yeah, it's the average. It's not the worst case scenario. That's the average. After 2009, after the financial crisis, the PE ratio on the S&P got down to 9. Okay, we're currently in the high 30s. Now, I don't think we can go back to 9 because of the interest rate scenario. I could be wrong. You never know. But what I'm saying is that when you look out there, there's just a lot of risk, and risk management's going to be key going into this. And if we were trading at normal valuations, I wouldn't be that worried. You take a 20 or 30% hit, it'll probably be a buying opportunity. Again, when you're at valuations this elevated, when you have so few companies driving so much of the performance of the index, if those companies get hit for any reason, it's going to get dicey. So be very, very cautious. The other thing I wanted to focus in on, and we're going to get into this with Tobias, but we have some excellent setups right now for value stocks. Now, the value stocks have gotten hit the last week and a half or so, pretty much like the rest of the market. But the value, like I've been saying, the valuation spreads have gotten so drastic. Now, you shouldn't just buy something because it's cheap, okay? Because a lot of times it's cheap for a reason. But I'm looking at these high quality, low debt type energy companies, oil companies. And guys, I'm all about renewable energy. I'm all about it, right? Great. The issue that you've got is it's not economically feasible yet. And we're not close. Okay, so the world needs oil regardless of what the hardcore environmentalists say. I get the carbon emission. I'm just saying, here's the other side of it. Where are the two biggest population sources? India and China, right? Regardless of whether we do the Paris Climate Accord here, we do whatever we want, they're not going to stop using oil. They've got developing economies. Between the two of them, they're at what, 35, 45% of the world's population, right? So we can cut back as much as we want here. If India and China don't go along, it really doesn't matter. And as they keep growing, they're going to need more oil. I'm just telling you, oil and natural gas isn't going anywhere, not anytime soon. And so I think, you know, potentially there's a big generational opportunity in oil and energy stocks. Again, not telling you to go out and buy them. And it's not going to be a smooth ride, but it's something really interesting we want to look at. And we'll talk about that more with Tobias. Other side of it is a quick note. There were some really good tech earnings yesterday. And I saw some people on Twitter saying, wait a second, why when they announce blowout earnings and great earnings reports, why are their stocks going down? Right. And you go, guys, they're mega cap companies whose stock prices have doubled in the last 12 months. Right. So they have to get blowout earnings because their valuations are so bloody high. Right. And this is the problem. And I'm not saying those things are about to plummet, but if you want to know why valuation matters, go look at Amazon, go look at Twitter, go look at Apple. You price in, you run these companies up to 35, 40 PEs, in Amazon's case, 100 PE. They've got to deliver blowout earnings consistently just to maintain that valuation, let alone grow it. And it's another example of what we're talking about, stretch valuation. So anyway, again, guys, if you're sitting there right now and you're unnerved about the election, about the end of the year, about the economy, about market, you know, all these different things, there's a better way to do this. There's a risk management strategy you can put in place. There's a bond replacement strategy that on average is making 2.5, 2, 3 times as much as bonds, that's insured against loss with no fee, rises with the market, stays flat when the market goes down. It's a wonderful bond replacement. You take the risk out of that side of the portfolio, and you also don't pay a fee on that side of the portfolio, right? So we lower your fees. On the stock side of it, all of our stock portfolios have protection built into them. Again, rise with the market. Don't get hit as hard in the downturns. Earlier this year, market was down 36%. Our two stock portfolios in concert were down less than 10. Okay, now it doesn't mean we're geniuses. It just goes to show you how it works and how we're focused on the preservation of capital. Growth too, right? That's what I'm trying to tell you. A good risk management strategy should increase your long-term growth. It might, you know, it might interfere with it a little bit in the short run, but it'll increase your long-term growth and drastically reduce your risk. There's a better way. Also drastically reduce your expenses. So give us a call, 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. Go to the radio show website, knowyourriskradio.com, bulwarkcapitalmanagement.com. Follow me on Twitter at @KYRRadio. You guys know the drill, but that's it for the market update. Let's take a quick break. Come back with our guy, Tobias Carlisle. And as always, guys, sign up for the podcast. So if you miss the interviews, it comes right to you. The interviews are my favorite part. If you want to hear the show too, you can sign up there. And if you're like, I don't know how to do podcasts, just Google Know Your Risk Radio, okay, podcast. You can get it off of a site called Twitch, Stitcher. You can get off a site called Podbean. We're on all Apple, iTunes, you name it. You go to one of those podcast websites, you type in Know Your Risk Radio into the search bar. Our show will pop up. You just hit subscribe and it comes to your email automatically. So anyway, got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Tobias Carlisle. This is Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH and 97.3 Cairo FM.
Do better in bull markets. Do better in bear markets. Pay less fees in all markets. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management. You can subscribe to Zach's free newsletter, The Bulwark Insider Report, at knowyourriskradio.com.
How do you know your finances and investments right now in today's economy are positioned for a successful retirement? Well, join me at Zach Abraham's Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow, Thursday, November 19th, right after my show. Zach, I'm really excited to be there. Tell us what to expect.
Dory, we've taken our entire planning process, the same one you and Suzanne went through, and we've condensed it down into a 30-minute class.
I love that.
We'll answer all the big questions. Do you need estate planning? Long-term care? When should you take Social Security? How much money do you need to retire? And we're also going to show everyone who attends how to protect their portfolio against loss while still growing their assets.
Join me at the Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow with Zach Abraham, Thursday, November 19th, right after my show at 3 o'clock. Sign up now at knowyourriskradio.com. You'll get a free copy of Zach's booklet, Common Sense Investing. Space is limited for this free live webinar. Reserve now at knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
What does outside-the-box investing really look like? Schedule your free risk review with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management, and see a side-by-side comparison of your current portfolio versus one Zach would recommend. Schedule your free risk review at knowyourriskradio.com.
Hi, this is Brian Ott with 525 Advisors and host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo every Saturday morning at 8. A lot of us work hard, save, and hope to enjoy our retirement years. But have you ever considered what would happen if your health is compromised to a point where you need help from others? It's called long-term care. And statistically, it's going to happen to nearly 3 out of 4 of us. And the problem is, long-term care situations can undo the best retirement plans, wiping out your savings, and even putting a physical and emotional burden on the people you care about most, your family. Having a long-term care plan provides a dedicated, tax-free source of funds to pay for your care, and more importantly, it provides a team of professionals to manage your ongoing care needs so your family doesn't have to. And the good news is, we have more planning options than ever, including plans that pay you back if you never use them. Learn more at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
And we are back. Thank you so much for joining us. And about time to get into my favorite part of the segment here, my favorite part of the show, and joined by a Know Your Risk Radio OG, one of our first interviews, and certainly one of our most frequent. We haven't had him on in a while, but without further ado, the Viceroy of Value himself, our Doctor of Valuation, Mr. Tobias Carlisle. Toby, it's really good to have you back on, man. Thanks for joining us.
What an awesome intro. Thanks so much for that, Zach. It's great to be back. I didn't realize that's wild. I've been on, I'm one of the OGs. I'm so happy because I love this show.
Well, hey, and you still hold the title. You're the only guy that's done an in-studio interview with us. The first time you were on, I twisted your arm and got you to come down there. And I think I left you waiting there for a good 45 minutes because I was meeting with that client. Remember that? I kept you on ice.
Honestly, I'd forgotten, but thanks for reminding me.
See, I should just keep my mouth shut sometimes. Anyway, so some interesting things have happened since the last time we talked, huh, pal?
Yeah, it's a wild market out there. I don't think we've really seen the strong turn to value that we've all been hoping for, and you know, it sort of seems like it's due. But I would say that value certainly has not been, you know, value's sort of been a consistent loser for such a long period. That seems to have stopped over the last, probably since May or June. Which is not a very long period of time, given that it hasn't worked for so long. But it's probably it looked like it had just sort of stopped losing ground, which is something for it. And I think that even over the last, probably since September, it looks like it's starting to turn. Which, you know, given that the period of underperformance could be between 5 and 10 years, depending on how you're measuring it. So whether we get it, you know, to the month or not, or to the week. I think that this is kind of what you'd want to see in a kind of bottoming process, in a turnaround process.
Well, the other thing that's, and you and I have been talking about this for a while, But the one of the other things that's interesting to me is, you know, especially over this year, and especially in concert with the last 3 to 5 years, it sure feels like you've checked all the boxes for a bubble top or close to it, at least as it relates to the outperformance to value and growth. Does it not? Does it feel like we've checked all the boxes?
It's like there's really no science, you know, to determining the bubble. But it is funny how many of these things seem to come around every time there's some big kind of tech boom. You know, there've been tech booms for. There was a tech boom in information technology boom in 1841 when they introduced the telegraph. And that was one of the first information technology booms prior to that time. I think I might have even mentioned this last time. Information traveled as fast as the wind blew your sail ship across the ocean. And then they laid down a subsea cable and it was sort of instantaneous. And then you had guys arbitraging the price of gold or some other security between New York and London. And that was sort of sophisticated high finance at the time. Information technology booms are the sort of things that grab the attention, inspire people to speculate in the markets. And when that happens, they stop looking at the fundamentals and they forget that the objective of an investor is to buy an income stream and to buy assets and not to buy some sort of thing that is going to happen in the future on the say-so of the guy who's selling you the securities. And this happens every now and again. We're going through a gigantic one now. We had in 2007, we had sort of an oil and gas and minerals, the super cycle. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
China was going to be, all of China's building was going to blow up all of the minerals all around the world. And then before that, in the late 1990s, of course, was another infotech boom, dot-com 1.0. But then you can go back into the sort of mid-history where the 60s was the electronics boom, and there have been conglomerate booms. It happens all the time. It happens with some regularity. And all you have to do as an investor is just keep your eye on the ball, which is income and assets, and not worry too much about what everybody else can lose their minds. You just got to try not to lose yours. But this turn, there's a lot of people losing their minds, and it's gone on for a lot longer than anybody thought it could.
Yeah, I speaking of losing your minds, now I wish I would have found this, but I'm going to present it like it's mine, because you know plagiarism is the highest form of flattery, right? So I'm going to pretend like it's mine and it's really yours. But anyway, you had an interesting Twitter post today by an astute, and tongue is in cheek, just so you know, astute investor by the name of Mark Schmell. I think that's how you pronounce his name. He basically threw Buffett over. And if you guys don't know, if you're interested, just look up Mark Schmell Fidelity, and you're probably going to see his quotes. Okay, first on a visceral level, whenever I read something like that, I always kind of sit back in my chair and cringe. You know, just because it is so toppy. What did you do? You hear, obviously, the markets are confirming what he's saying at this moment. What do you make of that? Are those things that we look, nobody knows exactly how the market's going to play out, you and I included, obviously. But do you see, are you hearing more of that? Is this just classic top talk? Or what are the possibilities the guy's right? I mean, I read what he was saying, and I think that you brought up, and I don't mean to drone on and on here. I had you on because I want to hear what you have to say, but you made a reference earlier about we're buying cash streams, we're buying income streams. At the end of the day, that's what it is. The total ignoring of that, right? The writing that off in the markets, which appears to me is currently going on, that has to come back around at some point, because you're buying these investments for what? I mean, it seemed to me like Mark Schmell was making a greater fool theory, like saying, hey, buy it because more people are going to buy it. What did you make of that?
Well, so his quote, and it was from the great Grant's Interest Rate Observer. They pulled it out. I don't mean to pick on Mr. Schmell in particular, but it was a pretty good quote. He said, valuation, I find, is a useless tool. If you base your investment decisions on valuation, you are never going to make money. That's not something you hear at the bottom, I can tell you. That's something that you hear closer to the top. And what he's saying is, if you're the kind of person who has focused on fundamentals, then you haven't participated because you're not prepared to pay these incredibly high prices. And he actually goes on to say that one of the things that he does is he looks at stocks that are too expensive and then he buys them in full knowledge that they are too expensive because nobody else will buy them at that level. That's, again, not something that you hear at the bottom of the market. And I do get the feeling that quotes like that can come back to bite you. That's why you want to be very careful about saying those kind of things. But, you know, that is emblematic of what you see at the very top of a market, because it's just been, if you're a disciplined investor, you just won't have participated in these things. And it's only the guys who have no fear. So they've either not seen a market cycle, which is a lot of people in the market, or they are sort of running money on, you know, it's other people's money. And so I'm pretty brave. You know, I'm not brave with other people's money, but I can see that you might be more brave with somebody else's money than you are with your own. So he's probably...
we got to shut the interview down now. But as always, if you want to hear the rest of the interview, which I really think you should on this one, because I really think value is about to take a turn, and there is nobody out there better versed in valuations and value stocks than Tobias Carlyle. Hear what he has to say. You can get that again by just Googling Know Your Risk Radio podcast. Sign up for the podcast, subscribe. It comes to your email automatically. So if you miss the show, you can listen to me whenever you want to, right? Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. Have a wonderful weekend. Go Hawks. We'll be back next week. This is Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH 97.3 Cairo FM. And also, don't forget to call us 866-779-RISK to get your risk management portfolio, your risk management strategy, so you know exactly where you sit. Guys, it's not rhetoric. We've been on for 5 years now. There's truth. Right? Take the 3 minutes, invest 3 minutes for the rest of your life, right? Just listen, just hear it. And if you don't want to do that, because maybe you don't want to talk to me, that's fine. Sign up for the virtual roadshow, which is happening November 19th, 3 p.m. with Dory Monson. You can go to Bulwark Capital Management, sign up for it there. But anyway, invest the 3 minutes, invest the 30 minutes for the roadshow. Do something, inform yourself. There's a better way, guys. Anyway, have a wonderful weekend. We got to run. We'll be back next week. This is Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTDH and 97.3 Cairo FM.
Thanks for listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Schedule your free risk review with Zach Abraham now at knowyourriskradio.com. Zach will be back with more Know Your Risk Radio next Saturday at noon on 97.3 Cairo FM and AM 770 KTTH.
Opinions expressed in this program are for general information purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or any specific security. It is only intended to provide education about the financial industry. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult your financial advisor prior to investing. Any past performance discussed during this program is no guarantee of future results. Any indices referenced for comparison are unmanaged and cannot be invested into directly. As always, please remember investing involves risk and possible loss of principal capital. Please seek advice from a licensed professional. Bulwark Capital Management is an investment advisor representative of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.